You're listening to RNIB Connect Radio. We like to encourage everyone to discuss mental health and well-being more openly. Not only is it good for raising awareness of the need for better mental health support, it can also help take away the stigma around it. So today, sharing his story with us is Jay Johnson. It is so nice to have you here on the show, Jay.
Oh, thank you, Paulina. Nice to be
Jay,
here.
Oh, it's great to have you here. Now, Jay, this is quite a hard story because a few years ago, you went through, and there's no sugarcoating here. You went through some very difficult events in your life because not only did your health suffer, you also lost someone really, really important to you.
Yeah, that's right. I don't believe in sugarcoating. I believe my story should be told as it was, because I think if people know how bad things were and then they see how things change, it might give people hope. But yeah, 2018 was a horrible year. I was due to get married at the end of April. And my fiance had fought pancreatic cancer for 2 years, and she passed away on the 25th of March 2018. Between then and 25th of October, and had two life-changing strokes. So yeah, 2018 was probably the worst year of my life so far.
Oh gosh, it's just horrific to hear about. And then obviously the strokes left you with sight loss as well, and then I think there was other health implications following them as well, wasn't there?
That's right, yes. It was the second stroke that caused the sight loss, along with frontal lobe brain damage. I've got a bit of left side weakness, which gets worse during the winter. My left leg would drag a lot. I physically can't run because I can't lift my left leg. Coordination problems, trying to use my left hand. Things, basic things like trying to do the right cuff button on a shirt is hard to do, and even putting on socks and shoes can be a struggle. So yes, sight loss was only one effect that I've been left with from the strokes.
What was going through your mind at the time? Because as you said, this was one of the hardest years in your life.
The way the second stroke left me then was really, really hard to accept. The brain damage, it turned me into a different person. I was always chilled out and relaxed and jokey. I was very calm, but with the brain damage, I was finding myself snapping at people for no reason. With the sight loss, it wasn't until I got out of hospital and was alone that the reality hit me of how hard this was going to be.
During this whole period, when you were by yourself, did you ever feel like you could speak with anyone or talk to anyone about what you're feeling and what you're going through?
No, because myself alone, I mean, I was totally alone. You know, after the hospital, friends disappeared, family disappeared. It got to the point, things were that bad. I did try to take my own life. That's how low it got. I felt I'd lost everything that I treasured in my life. I just didn't see there was any point of going on. And I struggled for a few months. Bumped into a cousin who I hadn't seen for 20 years. And her and her fiance said, right, we're still family. We're going to help you. And they helped look after me. It was probably in February of 2019, one of the times sitting alone, home alone, I thought, right, I can either let this sight loss define my life and let it rule my life, or I can start to go and live it. So I thought, I'm going to live life. I don't want to be like this forever. And I called in. The best decision I made was calling into the RNIB office in Belfast and just said, can you help me? What does RNIB do?
How did it feel speaking to someone who understood what you were going through as someone who lost sight. Did that help?
Yeah, they were so helpful and understanding. They took me into the side office, and somebody came down, spoke to me, and they told me about the counselling service that they have, and about they have somebody that runs activities for visually impaired people. And they said, "Look, we'll take your details." We get a lady called Olive, thanks to the brain damage. It affects my short-term memory, and I can't remember her surname. But Olive organised different activities in Belfast, and she came out to my house 3 or 4 weeks later, run through about all the different activities that she organises. And I thought, she said about the VI Bulls group, and I thought, well, I'll give it a try to sport. It would suit my physical limitations. And finding the Bulls group through RNIB was a huge help. You know, they were so helpful in the office that first day. And just speaking to them gave me hope. I left the office that day, and my emotions are heightened now, so I'll be more prone to crying for the slightest thing. But I left the office and I started crying. I wasn't sad, I was happy that I've just walked into this place by myself, and these people were so friendly, made me feel so at ease, and they said there's stuff they could do that would help me come to terms with the sight loss.
So where are you at right now? How are you feeling these days when it comes to your emotions and your mental health and your general approach to life?
In the 3 years, it's a full in the polar opposite of what it was back then. I've accepted the sight loss. I've came to terms with it, and the other effects of the stroke, I've accepted them all. Yes, there might be the odd day where I might feel down for no reason, but I look at what I have now and what I've achieved in those 3 years, and I feel quite proud and happy that I fought those demons.
What would you say are you looking forward to the most now, looking ahead to the future?
First up is getting married this August.
How exciting. Congratulations.
Yeah, I can't wait. Just a chilled out informal wedding, and I've got involved in other sports. Play darts for Northern Ireland in disability darts, so I'm looking forward to playing in the disability darts tournaments in Scotland where I live now. Oh, everything's looking up, you know.
Oh my gosh, I think absolutely. I mean, we wish you an absolutely beautiful wedding.
Thank you.
But now I'm just going to give a few details for anyone who's listening and perhaps struggling and listening to this story. You can always call the Samaritans, the 24-hour helpline on 116 123 and talk to someone. Or just like Jay, you can also call the RNIB helpline if you want to speak with someone who understands sight loss and receive some support and advice. Now the helpline number is 0303-123-9999. And most importantly, if you or someone you know is at risk of serious harm, please call 999 immediately. Now, Jay Johnson, thank you so much for sharing your story on our show and for helping raise awareness.
No problem. Thank you, Paulina. And I would just encourage anybody that is struggling, just pick up the phone and talk to somebody. There is people that care, and there is help out there for you.